Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Salt Lamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Managing. They call him manager. What percentage of importance is managing outside the lines, and what percentage of importance is managing inside the lines?
You know, that's a great question, and that cuts, Rob, right to the heart of the job of today's manager. You know, I would say, you know, you go back to the Earl Weaver days, and probably, I don't know, I'm going to say maybe 70% of managing, 80% was in the nine innings itself. It's almost flipped. It's like the in-game strategy now is only like maybe, I don't say 20%. I'd say of the job, 20 or 25%. I'd say 75, 80% is outside the game. And the reason I say that is because the game has changed so much. And right, there's, forget the bunt anymore. Analytics has shifted things. And, you know, back in Earl Weaver and Sparky Anderson's days, I mean, there's a lot of, okay, are we going to hit and run now? Are we going to bunt now? When should we? And that strategy's gone because hit and run's gone because there's so many strikeouts in today's game. More people don't want to run into an out on the bases. The bunting's gone. So a lot of the game, I think today's game, is pretty straightforward managing. I know from talking to some old school people for this book that I did, you know, they told me, like Sparky Anderson, for example, said whenever you weren't expecting something is when Sparky would pounce with some kind of strategic move to shake things up. Again, whether it's a bunt, a steal, a hit and run, whatever it might be. And so it was almost like you had to do it to Sparky before he did it to you in a game. Whereas today, you know, there's a biggest job is just making sure you pull the right levers when it's time to call for your first relief pitcher, your second relief pitcher, your third relief pitcher. And a lot of that other strategy is gone. So, you know, I think, you know, in the old days, it was 75% strategy in game was important. Yeah. And I'm saying it's flipped completely now to 75%.
Wow. That's amazing. It's amazing. It's true. I totally agree. It's true. All right. So the last thing is a conversation that we've had over the course of the first half of the season anyway. Alex Cora's contract was up. And whenever a manager's contract was, it wasn't only Alex Cora. You knew Schumacher was probably going to phase out in Miami, so he was potentially a hot commodity in the manager's market. And everything came back to Craig Counsell's contract, this $8 million contract. And there was a couple ways to look at it where a lot of managers said, well, that sets the bar, right? Yet it was so different. I, from what I understand, there wasn't another manager making as much as $5 million.
Correct.
So, which is kind of crazy to me, too. I mean, it's a middle relief pitcher.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Well, then you could go outside of baseball. You look at college football coaches, college basketball coaches, NFL coaches. I mean, managers are criminally underpaid compared to their counterparts in other sports. But go on.
You're absolutely right. I didn't even think about the college football. Oh, my goodness. But so Counsell makes $8 million.
Yeah.
But the problem is, as the year is going on, the Cubs aren't playing well, you know, that and so the owners can look at it a couple ways. The owners can look at it as, well, yeah, he got paid $8 million, but look, it's not really worth it. Or they could just look at it, well, you know, in a bigger picture point of view. Now, Cora makes his money. He makes $7
million. Yeah.
And so, good for him. But I don't know if there's going to be another manager. This is my point. I'm really anxious to get your thought on it. I don't know if there's going to be another manager for a while that comes close to Counsell. I mean, Cora is probably going to be, I don't know. I don't think there's going to be.
You know, a couple things here, Rob. One, you know, Craig Counsell, he said it himself, but In fact, and I talked, he's another guy I talked to for the book. We talked a little bit about manager salaries, and his point was always to make any money as a manager, you've got to just become a free agent, which is what he did. But the other end of that is, it also depends on when you become a free agent. Because I'll tell you this, if Craig Counsell became a free agent manager, let his contract run out in Chicago, I mean, in Milwaukee, after the Brewers finished last a couple years, doesn't matter if you're a free agent manager, you ain't going to make that money. But he had won and won and won in Milwaukee. Then he becomes a free agent. Most managers don't get to the point where they're free agents. They get extended by their clubs or whatever, and that helps depress salaries. And so you're right. On one hand, Counsell's making $8 million a year. Again, look at this year's World Series, the managers, Yankees, Dodgers, Aaron Boone, Dave Roberts. Interestingly, both Aaron Boone and Dave Roberts were not signed beyond next year. So, but they both want to stay where they are. So they're not becoming free agents. At least we don't think they will. The Yankees, as you know, picked up Aaron Boone's contract, his option for next year. And Brian Cashman hinted we're looking to extend him. But as we speak today at this moment, Rob, all the Yankees have done, they haven't reached an extension yet. They picked up his option for next year. Now, Counsell's at $8 million a year. Aaron Boone was about $4 million last year. So Counsell's making twice the money Aaron Boone makes. And all the Yankees have done so far after Boone got them to the World Series is pick up his option for next year and nothing beyond. And same thing, Dave Roberts is signed for next year. It's not an option. His last year of his contract is next year. And so far, there's been nothing. Now, you would think after he wins the World Series, I fully expect the Dodgers to extend him and, give him props for winning the World Series. But as of right now, they haven't yet. I'm sure there's talks in the back, behind the scenes, but probably a reason why they haven't quite extended him so quickly is because of the money aspect, I would almost guarantee, because Roberts was down around $4 million a year too. You look at the job Roberts did, you would think managing that team, winning a second World Series in since 2020. I know that 2020 was COVID shortened year, but also where the Dodgers are concerned, Dave Roberts just finished his 10th year or 9th year. He got him into the playoffs every year. And for managers with a minimum of 1,000 games managed now, Roberts has the all-time best winning percentage of any manager in the game for
Wow.
managers at 1,000. So you would think it's a no-brainer. He should make Craig Counsell money, $8 million a year or whatever. But stay tuned. We'll
The
see.
free
Right
agent
now,
thing
I
is a
say,
powerful thing, though. You hit the nail on the head. And that's what Cora was approaching it.
right.
At least, he was saying, he was more than a lot of managers saying, not desperate, hey, give me extension, please give me extension. It's like, oh, we'll see. Whatever. It worked out. It worked out for him.
For him, it worked out great. Yeah.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, it's working out for you. I appreciate it because you're awesome. And I can't wait. I love this conversation. I appreciate you taking so much time doing it. I could talk for hours upon hours upon hours, and it's such a great topic, and you're such a good person to talk to about it. So anyway, Scott, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate everything.
Thank you. And when the book, as we get closer to next May 13th, when the book comes out, yeah, I'd love to talk to you and maybe we get more in depth about some of what's inside those
Oh,
pages.
it's gonna be good. Thank you. Thanks so much, Scott.
Thanks, Rob.